Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cass Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock right here on blogtalkradio.com. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins. Combined Insurance, call Agent Jerry Anderson for accident, life, disability, and sickness. And Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled. Well, I'm not here by myself. The Sunday morning team is here. I'm going to go right down the list. First of all, Henrietta Ivey, community activist and our political analyst. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
Great to hear you. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, speaker, podcaster, author, our lifestyle editor. Good morning, Kim B. Davis.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
Great to hear you, Trevis Colvin, our contributing editor, administrative assistant here at Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Good morning, Ms. Colvin. And I think she's on mute. Evangelist Christy Laster, I think she's on Thanksgiving vacation right now. So we miss her already this morning. I believe she's up listening, that's for sure. But so we'll just connect with Trevis as soon as she chimes in here. But I see that she is on the line, so I know she's listening. All right, we've got a lot to cover this morning. Oh my goodness, I was working on the show yesterday and this morning, and we've got so much to cover. I do have a short list, and when Trevis gets on, we'll go through some of our supporters with her, but I have my list here. I'll get started with the Retirement Conference and Banquet Center. They have three huge banquet halls ready for your event, whether it's an anniversary, receptions, cabarets, workshops, birthday parties, conferences. The Retirement Conference and Banquet Center is equipped to handle your events. That number to call is 313-588-0432. Again, that number is 313-588-0432. And also, Heaven Sent Home Support Services, our newest supporter, and they are an in-home care agency. They have caregivers that are qualified, knowledgeable, patient, caring, and sympathetic. Heaven Sent Home Support Services is available and are able to help you and your family. Here's the number for Heaven Sent, 248-262-7111. Again, that number is 248-262-7111. And Michigan Ocean Strategy Group provides an array of business support services that will help your business to survive. You know, I formed Michigan Ocean back in 2014 after 32 years in banking. And I'm just going to go over just a small list of things that we do. There's much more, you know, like providing alternative lenders for your business, but merchant services if you want to set up MasterCard and Visa. And on-site tech services to install, maintain, repair, and update your office computer systems, credit restoration and monitoring services, affordable office space in Southfield starting at $350 a month, and radio advertising and digital and social media marketing right here at Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. All right, Trevis is on the line. Good morning, Trevis. How are you? Sunday morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Michael Vantool. Good morning, Sunday morning team. And good, beautiful morning, Detroit. I'm not sure, Michael, we had technical difficulty. I think I called in a little bit too early or something because I could hear you guys. I'm all set up.
No, we had some difficulties. We had some technical issues this morning, and we kind of just got on probably about a minute, actually a minute late, too late. So we had a staggering start this morning, but we're here.
It's no problem. We're here, and we're glad to be here this morning.
Yes, we are. All right, I'm going to put you right on point to talk about some of our supporters and sponsors here on the show.
Oh, well, why not? If you are having troubles with your computer, we want you to know that you can get it fixed for less, your computer, your desktop, or your laptop, if you give Optima IT Solutions a call at 248-796-2429. Again, get it fixed for less at 248-796-2429. That is Optimal IT Solutions.
We're all right.
No?
Yep. You can keep going.
Okay. Well, if we're going to go down the list, if you need an affordable health care plan, please call Ameriplan. They have dental care, vision care, prescriptions, chiropractic, medical care, hospital stays, and telemedicine. Safe, secured, board-certified doctors are available now for as low as $19.95 a month. If you're interested in this health care plan, please call us at 248-516-8300. Again, that number is 248-516-8300, or you can go to the web at michaelv.savewithdiscounthealthcare.com. And I don't know, Michael, if you had an opportunity to introduce our newest sponsor, and we're just so delighted that she's a part of our Sunday morning team, Heaven Sent Home Support Services, and they specialize in elderly, ill, and disabled care. They will get you going and allow you to stay in your home comfortably. They provide services such as respite care, companionship, laundry, household chores, med reminders, meals, and personal care. Please give Ms. Arrington a call and her team at 248-262-7111.
Great. All right. Thank you. We've got a lot to cover this morning. We've got a lot of breaking and hot news here waiting for you. We're going to be right back with news and church close weather after these two messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Vantool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Vantool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going to be joining us this Sunday morning right here on our podcast, The Michael Van Tool Show. From CNN in the news this morning, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei has vowed revenge and to continue the country's scientific activities after the killing of the country's chief nuclear scientist, as top Iranian officials pile blame on Israel over the killing. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who became the face of Iran's controversial nuclear program, was killed in a district east of Tehran on Friday in what Iranian officials are calling an assassination. Fakhrizadeh was ambushed while traveling in a vehicle near Tehran. The attack was initiated when a truck carrying explosives hidden beneath a load of wood detonated near his vehicle. Another car was also destroyed in the explosion. Fakhrizadeh's bodyguards clashed with the gunman during the ensuing firefight. 3 to 4 of the attackers were killed, and possibly family members of the scientists and others at the scene. Congress returns to Washington Monday facing a plate full of goals, including a second COVID relief stimulus package that initially ended in May. Time is ticking, and Congress only has 2 weeks before they break for the year. Most experts believe that a realistic timeline may see a second stimulus around January 20th or shortly after as Biden takes office. According to WDIV, a passenger at Detroit Metro fell to his death from a sixth-floor atrium of the indoor atrium at the Westin Hotel. An airport spokesman said paramedics attempted to save his life, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The medical examiner said that the victim may have had health issues that contributed to his death. Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon has been placed on a ventilator as he continues to battle the coronavirus 1 week after being hospitalized, his daughter Tiffany Jackson said Saturday. Tiffany Jackson said the sheriff was placed on a ventilator Friday to slow his breathing. She also said she wanted to put a few rumors to rest and that he is not getting worse and that, unfortunately, some have spread misinformation. She continued, "Last night, doctors placed my father on a ventilator to assist him with slowing his breathing and allowing his body to regain, to begin healing. He still has the ability to breathe on his own. However, he needs time to rest because his body has been working extremely hard." She said he is alert and played a part in making the decision to be placed on a ventilator. Bowing to unrelenting local and national pressure, the Detroit Lions has fired coach Matt Patricia and general manager Bob Quinn after his third losing season with a record of 13-29-1 since taking over in 2018. Patricia was actually worse than the coach he replaced, Coach Caldwell. "It was a hard decision," says owner Sheila Ford Hemp, "but it was clearly not working. Lions offensive coordinator Daryl Bevel will be the team's interim coach." ESPN commentator Stephen A. Smith issued a scathing, biting request to the Lions this week, begging for Patricia's removal. That's it for me, guys. Marietta, you've got something to add to news this morning?
Yes, Michael. Good morning. So, you know, I was reading this weekend, it's a little bit of a happy story, where a Minnesota squirrel accidentally gets drunk after feasting on fermented pears. And I thought it was kind of cute. And I wanted to kind of share that. They said the squirrel came and decided to eat off the fermented pears. But Kathy Murlock said the squirrel, who is perhaps enjoying her pears, is doing much. It's a little too much. The squirrel came around and started eating the pears and just got totally drunk off the pears. But, according to her, the squirrel is doing fine. I thought it was so cute. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, the squirrel says, shoot, ain't nobody been messing up my holiday. So he went and got him some fermented pears and got blisted, and he's doing okay. It was the funniest thing. I sat there, I was reading it, and I was like, wow. I can only imagine seeing the squirrel walk around with that fluffy tail staggering. Oh,
even
it was just
even
a cute squirrel story.
Squirrels are having a rough year this year, huh?
Yes. The animal's getting drunk, too. I don't blame them.
We needed that story.
2020 after, enough already.
After the news that I just read, we needed that one.
Oh, my God. I thought it was so cute. So she said she was cleaning out her refrigerator. She researched whether old pears were harmful or not for squirrels to eat, hoping to give one of her squirrel visitors that frequent her backyard. So one of the squirrels she affectionately called Little Red snagged the pear. She left outside in a bowl on her back deck, ran away, scampering up the tree. He ended up getting drunk off that one, off those pears.
great story. All right, Kimberly.
So, you know, that was a funny story. Even that little squirrel needed to have an after Thanksgiving celebration for himself.
Absolutely.
And 2020 has been rough. And we know that things can change in the blink of an eye. And I'm going to read to you an article about a young Canadian gymnast. Her name is Taylor Lindsay Noel, and she took a bad spill that left her paralyzed. And she says the course of human life can change in the blink of an eye. On track at the time as an Olympic hopeful, Lindsay Noel already had strength and spirit. In the 12-year journey since she had become a quadriplegic, she discovered she also has a strong sense of resilience. She approached rehab with the same vigor she approached gymnastic training, but admits it took time for her to come to terms with the idea that she'd never walk again. No longer an athlete, she was also forced to reevaluate her life and goals. It was a hard lesson to learn, but in the end, one that proved invaluable. She was getting to rewrite her narrative, divorcing her identity only a lot earlier. She grew up really fast. Most people learn by the time they are adults that things can change suddenly. I found out very early, she said in an interview with Toronto's The Star newspaper. In college, Lindsay Noel majored in radio and television art, so she would use her talent for voiceover work and keep her entrepreneurial spirit to launch her own podcast, Tea Time with Tay, based on her passion for all things tea. From there, she went on to create her own line of organic tea blends and tea accessories, Cup Tay, and she took them to market. One of the things that makes Lindsay Noel's company unique is its core values that include giving back. Cup of Tea donates $1 from the sale of each of their starter kits to aid mental health causes and initiatives vital to her community, including the Canadian Association for Mental Health Suicide Prevention. This was especially important to me because growing up, tea was a source of comfort and a catalyst for great conversations. And if there was ever a conversation that needed to be continued, it would be one that strives to break down the stigmas that are wrongfully perpetuated on those with mental illness. Serendipitously, her story and her product line found their way to the editorial offices of O Magazine, where they resonated big time with Oprah Winfrey, and she made that one of her annual holiday lists of Oprah's favorite things. While Lindsay Noel concedes that her road hasn't been an easy one, she's looking forward to whatever comes next in her personal evolution with hope. Luckily for me, 10 years later, and with a village of support, I'm grateful to know that the first dream would not be my last. Her last quote is, "There's life after tragedy. I'm hoping to break other glass ceilings. I'm female, black, disabled, small business owner, and I'm still here. No is not a real word in the capacity of your life."
Wow.
Beautiful.
Great.
How inspiring.
I think we all want to just, if we can all get something to Oprah that we have, it would change all of our lives, wouldn't it? I mean, if I can just
it
get
would.
Her a copy, if I can just get her a copy of my book, or Kimberly, a copy of one of your books, it would just go crazy, wouldn't it?
It would millions of sales
copies sold instantly, just like that. That's power. She's got some power.
Yes,
Oprah.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Oprah is on Amazon. She has her holiday list on there. So it's not just on the on her website and the network. It's on a lot of other people's sites where you can go and see those same items. So she does really have power. When she says, this is my annual list, the world pays attention to what it is that she likes.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Trevis Colvin, got some news for us this morning?
Well, I have some inspiration. How about that?
Great.
And
that's
good news. I do. And I just want to say this. You know, this year is almost over, and I think it is fair and safe to say that this has been a year. 2020 has been a year. Oh, my God. But you know what? We're still here. We're still here. We have life. We have health. We have strength. And that's what's important. And we have each other. How about that? And I just want to encourage our listeners that as we get ready to go to a new year, as there is getting ready to, we're getting ready to embark upon a new transition of power, I just want us to be alert, be mindful, and be prayerful. And I have just a scripture in Luke 18:1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not to faint. I don't want any of our listeners, I don't want any of the team, don't lose hope. Whatever we're facing, wherever we find ourselves in our lives, as we have found ourselves in this year, this has been a year like no other. I believe it's pretty safe to say, but we're still here. God has graced us. I just want us not to lose hope, and I want us to find time throughout the course of the 24 hours that we're given in a day, just some time to steal away in your thoughts, in your busyness, and as they would say, have a little talk with Jesus. He'll make it all right. We have to pray in spite of everything that we're hearing, that news you gave us, and then for Henrietta to turn around and give us such a funny story about a squirrel. And then we have this inspirational story that Kimberly just gave us. That lets us know that there is hope, and there is hope in God. And so I just want all of us to be encouraged, to be prayerful, stay prayerful, and don't lose hope.
Thank you.
Amen.
For that. Yeah.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you so much. All right. Church closed weather. We got, it's beautiful right now. It is so nice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on my backyard.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, right now today, Michael, we're going to get 50 degrees with sunny. It's going to be 50 and sunny. So it's going to be really nice and kind of warm today. But tomorrow, we're going right back down to the 30, and it's going to be 37 degrees with a 70% chance of rain showers. Tuesday, we have 34 degrees with a chance of 50% rain, and some sun may come out. And on Wednesday, we have sunny but 39 degrees. So today, enjoy it. It's going to be great church-close weather for November. And I will just tell everyone to enjoy it. But get your coats back out tomorrow because we will be going back into the 30s.
Get your ice scrapers out, too. Put your winter mats
Absolutely.
In your car. I already
did
that.
And your snow boots.
Snow boots, because there is a winter storm watch coming this way on Tuesday. So
okay.
I think they're looking at about 6 inches of snow on Tuesday. So,
oh, wow.
So that's why we need to enjoy today. Yesterday was beautiful.
Yes.
We need to enjoy these days. And it's going to start going downhill tomorrow, but it's nice
yeah.
right now, I tell you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Winter is
Uh-oh.
Here.
Winter is here.
Yeah. I just want to make some comments after the news. You know, I was listening to Stephen A. Smith, and he just beat down on the Lions and the ownership. And within, 48 hours, Sheila Ford Hemp, the owner of the Detroit Lions, got rid of Matt Patricia and the general manager. But I think it became a national embarrassment, like Stephen A. Smith said. Matt Patricia. You know, we called for Matt Patricia's firing a few weeks ago here on the show. Remember? he was in our hot seat. We haven't had anybody in the hot seat.
He was in the hot seat.
But he was in the hot seat. And but I'm glad it happened because, you know, actually it was beginning to turn a little. I can tell you what I think turned the corner was Stephen A. Smith's comment. He said that Caldwell did better than Matt Patricia, and they got rid of Caldwell. Matt Patricia was doing worse. They kept him, and they said it was looking like it was a little racial there. And within, I knew within about 36 hours after Stephen A. Smith said that, the Fords released Matt Patricia. But
gotta love Stephen A. Smith. Gotta love him.
Yeah, I think he touched on to something. I think he had a point because we were in actually much better shape with Caldwell than Matt Patricia ever did. So we went.
We actually
got worse over the last 3 years under Matt Patricia. And I'm like, why did it take so long? He did not do anything to improve this team. So I think the Fords had to hurry up and make a decision on that one.
Yeah, I don't think they wanted to continue to take the heat. And I'm not a big football fan, but just listening to some of the brethren over the weekend, some feel that Matt Patricia should have been gone. Some feel that he's a good coach, but get rid of the quarterback because the quarterback hasn't done a lot. And then some were like, no, the quarterback is good. He just needs to have a good team. It's Matt Patricia. Get him out of there. He should have long gone. And I just, like I said, you got to love Stephen A. Smith because he nailed it. I mean, he wouldn't get off of it, and I don't think they wanted to take that heat anymore.
No, no, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I agree.
And then, Henrietta, you know, I saw you did some posts on Trump trying to dump people off of food stamps. You know, I think the headline was that Trump lost his mind or something like that, trying to dump 700,000 people off of food stamps. But
he's just been having a straight meltdown, I feel like he's really trying to do damage along the way, which I think we talked about that and mentioned a little bit on the show last week, that he's going to try to do everything in his powers to tear down the house. And he's just been on these crazy rampages, meltdowns, telling reporters not to speak to him in such a manner. And the reporter just basically asked the question. Wanting to take people off of the food subsidence program. Him going on this rampage about, yes, he know he lost the race, but he's just, you know, being facetious basically based on the fact that he was accused of interference in the 2016 race, so he's trying to get
back at
the Democrats by not conceding to this race. So President Trump, you know, he's doing what he does. That's who he is, and this is why he didn't win. So I'm not surprised at any of his antics, but what I am most happy and grateful for is the Republican judges and leadership turning him down on all these, you know, false narratives and meritless lawsuits. He's not getting past any of them, and I have to give, you know, them credit to standing their grounds against him. But this is what we're going to expect in the next 50 something days or less, because this is what he's going to do.
On his way out
the door, he's going to try to tear things up. But I don't, I believe in a God that prevails all things. So he can
come
do
on.
Whatever he feels necessary, but it's just not prevailing. So I'm not fearful of his antics. I'm just laughing like, that's Trump.
Didn't he get upset the other day? I am the president of the United States.
Yes.
You do not talk to me this day.
Yep, that's what he said to their reporter. Sure did. And the reporter just basically asked a question. And he just felt like that question, I don't know, it was like a child inside of a classroom, feeling like the teacher is picking on them because they know they didn't do their homework, so they can't answer. So that's just how he reminds me. You're feeling threatened for what? Because you're not equipped to answer it? That's not the reporter's fault, you know.
Right.
So he's been melting down.
I'm still upset, Henrietta, that he is trying to overthrow the votes of Black Americans across the country, in cities across the country. I'm still upset about that. And I think we really need to hear more from African-American leaders to push back. I haven't heard enough. I mean, we have the biggest pushback, I think, has occurred here in Detroit with our NAACP, but which is like one of the best things that they've done in years at the NAACP.
Yeah.
I was wondering where they were, you know.
Jonathan Kinlaw, the chairperson for the 13th Congressional District, Jonathan Kinlaw, they were meeting yesterday, and I happened to attend the meeting where Sherry Gay Diego was on there, Helena Scott was in there, and all the newly elected, including Helena Scott, state representatives were on this call. And Jonathan Kinlaw really did a fine job in breaking down the reason why Donald Trump and his team wanted to disenfranchise the vote in Detroit. And it was just, I was like, wow. So he really spoke very strongly, and he spoke very candidly about why Trump was doing what he was doing and how they fought back the way that they did. And this is why the state of Michigan was able to sit in accordance and have this, you know, and then come into an agreement that, you know, we're going to keep the vote. What he did state, what caught me kind of surprised me, but, you know, I kind of knew that's what it was that Donald Trump's legal team wanted to certify Wayne County, but they didn't want to certify Detroit. And that's where the problem came in at. So it was like, okay, they wanted to keep Wayne County votes. Yeah, that's fine, because you got to understand there are a lot of Democrats that live in places that are, I would say, you know, your white Democratic area. He wasn't questioning those votes. He was questioning Detroit. So he, you know, from what he was stating yesterday, that they wanted to throw out the votes in Detroit. It wasn't all of Wayne County. It was specifically Detroit.
And you know,
and so he what they were fighting for. But you know, we got past that because he broke it down. And it was just an amazing meeting yesterday. It wasn't an in person meeting. It was a recorded Zoom type like meeting. But it was really, really great.
The Republicans are having some problems now explaining to their constituents in Georgia. On the one hand, Trump is telling Republicans that the whole thing is corrupt and don't participate. And on the other hand, the Republican Party is trying to get people out to vote for their two Republican candidates for Senate. So I don't know if any of you guys saw part of the chair of the RNC, national chair, Rona Romney, in Georgia, taking questions and really insults from the people in Georgia, saying, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to vote or not? And I think a lot of people it is causing some confusion in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
If the president's going around saying it's not worth voting, it's corrupt, why would their voters are saying, well, then why go?
He's willing to risk anybody to keep the Democratic vote from happening.
Yeah,
he's putting everybody at risk.
He's thrown his own Republicans under the bus.
Right,
the governor and the the elections chair in Georgia, he's thrown them under the bus. Now, the other thing that Trump is doing right now, he continues to make huge mistakes or intentional. He's trying to intentionally, like you said, Henrietta, burn the place down. He's making some major last minute impulsive decisions, like pulling troops from Afghanistan. He is destroying sensitive intelligence programs and assets, like dismantling an important spy program that flies just over Russia to monitor Russia. He's trying to dismantle that program, and I And you know, he's the president, so you know he was aware of this assassination of yet another Iranian official yesterday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so now Iran wants to fire back at Israel and us. So it's poisoning the atmosphere. Iran this morning says that they will fire into Israel if they mm-hmm. can confirm that Israel took part
with
in this
involved.
Assassination.
Mm-hmm.
So this Trump is so dangerous. He's
very
and it's intentional.
Very dangerous.
He wants to get Biden into a mess.
He wants to put him into a situation where he makes it very hard for him to do the business of this country. This is the point where I feel like they need to just take him out the office, like right now. Like it needs to be a special
meeting.
They need to move him out, like right now. Like because if they don't, he's going to do some very detrimental things. We're not going to be able to recover from in his first term. We're not.
Kimberly, you know, something, Kimberly.
Well, I was just agreeing with what Henrietta said. So now you have global unrest. So, and we still have a pandemic that we're dealing with. We have a vaccine rollout that still has to be dealt with. And we have people who are starving and unemployment numbers are increasing. And so food insecurity and housing is still an issue for many people because evictions have started. So all of these things, just on one hand, when Joe Biden comes in on January 20th and puts his hand on the Bible and swears the oath to the country, all of a sudden then all of that falls on his plate. In addition to whatever else Donald Trump decides to do around the world, whether it's another assassination, whether he decides to start a war, because we've been having this conversation, and Henrietta and I have talked about that, that Donald Trump wants to start a war. Because if you start a war, then initially when Joe Biden comes in, that has to be his first thing because
his
he has
thing.
To make sure that the United States is protected.
Yes.
So
his
first
concern
will be making sure it becomes a distraction. And we, in American people, have to remember Donald Trump has only served one term. He can come back and run again in 2024 if we are not cautious. And the same poison well that is spilling out from the Republicans right now, that's going across this country, that's telling people not to vote, that everything is corrupt, yet and still, in Georgia, we have our angel, Stacey Abrams, who is running around telling people, don't listen to them crazy people.
Yes.
Go ahead and vote, because this is our opportunity. And we have seen it. Even though 70 million people voted for Donald Trump, more than that voted for Joe Biden. And we just have to remember, as Trevis said on our this morning on the Sunday show, that unity, we have to be together as one.
Yes.
We have to remember that. So that way we can help save off some of these things. I agree he does need to be removed. Constitutionally, it's not really going to happen. What needs to happen is the powers that be within government that can sort of check him, that can make sure, like, balance, you know, checks and balances. The same thing with the 700,000. The judge pushed that back and said, no, you can't do that. So we need to make sure that those things stay in place. And although he elected or although he appointed all of these people, they have pushed back on him and are doing what's right. And so, again, it goes back to what Treva said this morning. God is still on the throne. And as Henrietta said, God is still prevailing. So we just have to continue to pray that God still blesses us in this process, because that man is crazy.
Henrietta,
he is absolutely crazy.
Simply,
he is.
Thinking about, talking about the earlier show this morning, I don't know if you guys were up listening. I got a chance to catch the whole show this morning. And I think, Missionary Humphrey was listening too. I got a call from her earlier this morning. It was a great show. I enjoyed listening to it this morning. Our guest this morning on this morning's show was Mariah Janae, an On the Verge gospel artist. The music sounded great. It was great this morning. I'm going to play a some of her music too on our way out this morning. But it was an interesting conversation with Mariah Jhené, and her mom was sitting in there with us too. So, you know, it's early, but we got a chance to listen early this morning. It was a great show. Yes, and it was nice to hear Kim B. Davis on the show too. So that worked out great, you know. So,
it was great to be there too. Thank you.
Yeah, good. All right. When we come, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to just kind of go around and just see if what good words we have. And what's going on with you and some of your events when we come back. We'll be right back after this message. And then I'm going to also kind of play a little piece of Mariah Jhené.
Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. And welcome back. Sunday morning team is here. Henrietta Ivy, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, and Trevis Colvin. Missionary Humphrey will be right here at 9:30 next Sunday morning here on blogtalkradio.com. So we're looking forward to the great Missionary Humphrey, Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, will be joining us next Sunday at 9:30. All right. I love those. Some of these interviews that we're doing, Kimberly, you did one with Randall Smith. You did another one with LaToya. Man, you got it going on. Tell us what's going on.
Thank you very much. So I was blessed and had the privilege to interview LaToya Sanders. If you have not had a chance to listen to her very powerful interview, many of you know her father committed suicide. What you may not know is that he killed his wife first and then he killed himself. And LaToya poignantly shares what that did to her. And she talks about how she took that pain and built it into a purpose where she started her podcast, which is Speaking of Love, which is a love letter to her father, because he had a show called Speaking of Sports. He was in television, and he was a media personality. And as she said, on the outside, you could not tell that anything was wrong, but on the inside, he was suffering turmoil. And I know this is a holiday season, and I know many of us have joy, but there are people who are down and depressed because we can't get out to people, because we can't do the things that would make us happy. We can't go to church or any of those things. So let's keep people in prayer. But, of course, I have a scripture. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lifts up his countenance upon you and gives you peace. That's from Numbers 6, verses 24 through 26. If you'd like to check out the Kim B. Davis Show, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, Google, and Stitcher. You can also find us on YouTube.com/ Kimberly Batchelor Davis, and Batchelor is spelled B-A-T-C-H-E-L-O-R. And if you'd like more information on me, you can go and visit my website at www.kimbdavis.com. This week on Tuesday and Thursday, we'll be talking about what it means to go through the holidays and not overindulge because of COVID anxiety. Whether you're trying to eat too much, whether you are feeling pressure to visit people or not. So I have my fitness nutritionist who is going to talk about it, and then we have our psychologist expert who's also going to chime in. So don't miss both of those episodes coming up this week.
Great, great, great. You have
awesome.
A lot of energy.
Very
yeah.
Nice.
And homeschool kids, too. You know, she's doing it. I'm telling you. All right. So, Travis, what are you planning or would like to do with people listening to Friday Night Fire? What is your goal and aim with Friday Night Fire?
Friday Night Fire is every Friday from 6:30 to 8, and we will be going live. I'm going to do a Facebook Live, Friday Night Fire. We want to bring encouragement. We want to spread a message of hope, and we want to strengthen mentally, emotionally, and spiritually individuals who do tune in to the Friday Night Fire. We are on fire every Friday night. I did not do it because of the holiday, this Friday. One of the listeners and the participants to, I call them my Friday night warriors, to just enjoy family. It's been a year this year, and I, you know, take precedent over the Friday Night Fire on this past Friday. If there's anyone interested in joining or wanting to be a part or chiming in, please email me at Trevis, T-R-E-E-V-E-S .Colvin, C-O-L, V like victory, I-N, the numbers 52 at gmail.com. That's Trevis.Colvin, 52 at gmail.com. I think it's imperative, and it's been a blessing, especially since we've been in the pandemic, Michael, because a lot of people, as Kimberly said earlier, folks are used to going into the brick and mortar. We are a communal people, so we're used to being able to connect, to touch, and all of that. And with the pandemic, we've not been able to, and a lot of persons have gotten discouraged. People have lost hope, and they're like, you know what, what's the use of fighting? It is what it is. But we will not go back, no matter what it is and to where it was. We're not going back. And Friday Night Fire is designed to keep the flame going, to stir the fight, to bring a message of hope. I don't want anyone to give up. I don't care how bad it is. We're all going through different things. And I want to strengthen the faith. And I want people to be built and encouraged to conquer, to have victory, whatever it is, wherever you need to go. You know, we heard the story about the squirrel. That's so cute. The squirrel was like, you know what, I'm just going to go on and celebrate. I don't care what y'all do. You know, then we heard the story that Kimberly Davis gave us. I mean, the squirrel has that's been my thing today. I just want to thank you, Henrietta. That's my thing today, okay? But then we heard the story about what Kimberly Davis gave us. And so those are just some of the ways that God allows us to laugh, that he allows us to be inspired, he allows us to be encouraged. And then we're on the show this morning. We can hear that we're all on one accord. Unity is powerful. If we can just have unity, unity is so powerful. The scripture even says, oh, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Right.
So that's what Friday Night Fire is about.
Amen. I love it.
Amen. Energy, yes, and hope. And we really
and
need that.
Strength, yes.
Yes. And I think, Trevis, you might be onto something this year with Friday Night Fire, because I'm sure that I remember when you first launched it and I was there that night while you were doing the show, sitting there in the conference room. How powerful it was to listen and to hear the words and the prayers. I don't know if you realize how that's helping people whenever you do that show. We never know how it's impacted, you know, when we're talking and saying something. And I think you're really touching a lot of people more than you think.
And to God be the glory. You know, if I can't touch you, if I can't, you know, even aside from the spiritual, and I hate to say it like that because we're not spiritual robots, but where I am in my life and at my age, and I'll just say that, if I cannot learn from you, grow with you, if you cannot learn from me and grow with me or get anything from me, if I can't be an asset, any form of your life, our relationship is barren. And I don't know about any of you, but right up and through here, I can't do nothing dead. I don't need nothing barren. It's got to produce some kind of fruit, okay? Emotional, intellectual, spiritual, financial, because it's about growth. We learn and we grow and we go. And that's the mandate. That's the commission. That's what it's about. Right up and through here, look, everybody thought that Trump was going to win. And I'll do something from the natural standpoint. And guess what? The word got out. People were just fed up. We had the largest voter turnout, I said, Detroit? Ever.
Yeah.
Detroit? Go ahead. We had a black president, and we didn't have that kind of turnout. Got educated. They were educated. Everybody didn't vote out of anger. They didn't vote out of – people were educated, and they saw
smarter.
Their eyes were open.
Smarter.
So if they did that in the natural, just think about the things we encounter daily – spiritually and emotionally and mentally. When your eyes come open, when you have had enough, when you say, oh, it ain't too late, I can. And I said ain't, broken English, forgive me, but you all know that I know how to articulate. But it's not too late. I can change. I can have a change. I can be the change, and I'm determined to do it. One thing about a soldier, and I'm done, because you guys know I get stirred up. One thing about a soldier fights in any kind of all kind of weather. They fight broken, they fight bleeding, they fight rain, snow, sleet, hail, storm, bombs dropping all around them. And I just want my soldiers to hold on and hang on in there.
Man, all right.
Amen.
Amen. I know. She's preaching this morning, but you know what? We need that. We need it. We don't realize what this year is doing to us. And
I have no idea all the
blessings, all the prayers, all the good tidings. I will take it because we don't know how this is affecting us. Henrietta, you know, every time you do a show, by the time you do a show, there's so much that has happened. I try to catch at least an hour of your show every time you do one. What do you have coming up?
Well, right now, Michael, I am working again. I mentioned it to you guys maybe a week or so ago that I'm working on a project to get what's going on in Detroit politics in the park to come live to the radio. And I'm still working in talks with that. So that is one thing major for me is have being able to have it everywhere where everyone can see it on Periscope, Twitter, tweet, or whatever that was. It's so many outlets that I'm trying to get this platform to due to the fact that, you know, overwhelmingly people responded to me and inboxing me and sending me emails that they want to talk, and they're coming from other parts of the country. So I was really impressed by those letters of encouragement and people wanting to be part of the platform. So I want to take it where I can get more bang for the buck, and I'm working on that. And so I am sitting in on Friday nights with the quarantine with DeAndre Otis, who is the staffer with Roy McAllister, and Roslyn Ogborn, who ran for
And that's Facebook, right? Is that a Facebook Live event?
Yeah, but they are also WJCC Cool Radio. Oh, okay. So they are that's what they do their show with is WJCC. And so I had the pleasure again of sitting with them Friday night, and we got into the meat of the current president and the elected president, and it was a amazing show. Ismael Terry chimed in, Sean Carter, who's the son of, if you guys don't know, Loman Thomas, who is a very controversial radio host himself, his son chimed in with us on that night, and we had this, like, it was just the topic itself brought in the callers. So what I'm finding is politics is really a subject that black people need to talk about. And what I'm finding, the more we talk about it, the more African Americans are engaging, which that's what we need. This is what won the race for Biden, was the engagement of African Americans learning about the power they hold in a vote. It's no longer that we shouldn't talk about church and politics. That is that's no longer, because doing that has cost us so much. It's put us behind the eight ball so far. And I just actually love the idea that I'm able to be on a lot of these platforms and to engage people. And I'm looking to do some youth engagement with what's going on in Detroit. I had the opportunity of meeting a young man who I spoke with again on Friday night. And we were just having a conversation, and he was like, I heard of your name. And I was like, yeah, you probably have. And then I mentioned the Michael Van Tool show. He said, I've heard of that. I said, I'm sure you have.
Well, we're glad you're on with us, though.
He was very enthused, and he's a young entrepreneur and 24 years old, family man, 24.
Okay, Henrietta, we got 2 minutes. let me catch and say thank you to everybody for those who are listening on the phone, those who are listening online on blogtalkradio.com, thank you. And those of you who listen to the show throughout the week, because we know that there are listeners throughout the week, too, right up until our next broadcast. I want to thank you guys. Thank you, Sunday Morning Team. Thanks for getting up. Thanks for your input and your talent on the show. And as we go out, we're going to listen to Trying to Be by Mariah Jhene. So thank you guys, and have a great Sunday
today. Have a great day, Detroit.
Have a great Sunday.
Have a great week.
Be safe.
Came from a good home, but I was in a dark place, and something got a hold of me, yeah, something got a hold, it tried to drive me to hell, only thing is I really couldn't tell, I thought it was fun, but really it was foolish, mama tried to tell me, but I was so stupid, I'm just trying to be close enough to see how many times I fell on my knees crying out to you, pouring my eyes out, yeah, wishing I can scream and shout, yeah, I'm just trying to be close enough to see how many times I fell on my knees crying out to you, pouring my eyes.
listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.